AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The last of the so-called Angola 3 inmates has been ordered released in Louisiana. A federal judge issued the order involving 68-year-old Albert Woodfox, who spent more than 40 years in solitary confinement in connection with the death of a prison guard. The ruling frees a man who human rights experts said had been the victim of a practice that amounted to torture. Hundreds of demonstrators have rallied outside a McKinney, Texas elementary school in protest of a white police officer's actions against a mostly black group of teens at a pool party. One pastor said Officer David Eric Casebolt should be fired because of the profanities he used and the fact he brandished his gun. Brandon Brooks is the 15-year-old who shot the video.
At that point, my heart did drop and I was scared that someone was going to get shot and possibly killed. So I knew I had to keep on filming, I got really scared when he pulled out his gun.
Sound courtesy KDFW Fox 4. Health officials are trying to track down anyone who may have come in contact with a woman with a deadly form of tuberculosis.
The woman, who has not been identified by health officials, traveled from India to the United States in April. After arriving at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, she spent time in Missouri, Tennessee, and back in Illinois, where she became ill and was admitted to an isolation unit at a suburban Chicago hospital. The woman has an extremely drug-resistant form of TB. She's now being treated at the National Institutes of Health Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland. She's listed in stable condition. On average, only 3 or 4 cases of TB are reported annually in the U.S. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Those two prisoners who power sawed their way out of an upstate New York prison over the weekend are still on the loose. Across the nearby Canadian border, this Quebec resident tells CTV she's not worried they may have fled there.
Well, the Americans are good at recapturing their criminals, aren't they?
This is AP Radio News. President Obama says the U.S. doesn't yet have a complete strategy for training Iraqi forces to take on Islamic State fighters.
Iraqi troops are getting basic combat training.
How to shoot, how to move, how to communicate.
The Pentagon says nearly 9,000 have finished training, with another 2,600 in the process. The U.S. wants to train more, but the president says the strategy so far is incomplete, because even though the military is reviewing plans for ramping up training,
it requires commitments on the part of the Iraqis as well.
He says they need to provide more recruits because the U.S. is ending up with more capacity to train than actual trainees. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Snoop Dogg is suing the Pabst Brewing Company, claiming the beer maker owes him a portion of its proceeds from the company's sale last year. He says it's part of an agreement he signed to endorse Colt 45's fruit-flavored beer. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit QuickBooks Bill Pay. Growth is the goal, but the paperwork is a trap. If your accounts payable feels like a second job, you're doing it wrong. Enter QuickBooks Bill Pay. Reduce manual data entry, automate your approvals, and track 1099s in one place. No more chasing signatures. No more spreadsheet headaches. Just control over your cash flow and a back office that actually scales. Automate your accounts payable today at QuickBooks.com/BillPay. Terms apply. Money movement services are provided by Intuit Payments, Inc., licensed as a money transmitter by the New York State Department of Financial Services.